This is a CKATZ news update. The Cortez Community Health Association has been running youth programs for the past 14 years on Cortez Island. Recently, it advertised for a new youth coordinator, or quote, someone passionate about investing in the lives of teenagers on Cortez Island, end quote. Their new coordinator, Kim Lotnick, is excited about the events planned between now and the end of June.
I was really excited for this opportunity to get to know some of the kids on Cortez a little bit better. So yeah, we've had one movie night that was kind of just like my introduction to the kids, their introduction to me, and that went really well. But I do kind of want to branch out and see if there's any other activities that we can try to do with these teens, just because, I don't know, Cortez Island is just such an amazing opportunity to get outside, get into nature, to find things to do that are just healthy things to do for kids. I know sometimes life can get stagnant and boring when you don't have so much hustle and bustle like the cities. So I want to try to create a space for kids to come, hang out, share laughs, have fun, and just create some sort of community for them within their age group. So that's kind of the main goal, is just to get kids together in a healthy way and be able to, yeah, have fun while doing it.
What were the ages that you got for your movie night? That might have given you an idea of what to expect for future events, I suppose, who was showing up.
I mean, honestly, they were all the range from 13 to 17. That's what we allow in. But yeah, we had kind of the whole spectrum from 13 to around 17 years old. So there was a couple of younger ones, which is, I guess, the 13-year-olds. And then you could see there was a couple of older ones, which would have been like 15, 16, 17 type thing. So that was nice to just kind of get a broad spectrum of kids to come in and hang out.
Is it a challenge to get kind of enough kids out to these events to make them fun enough? How many teens are you getting?
I mean, to be fair, I've only done the one so far personally. So the last time I think we had about like around 8 to 10 kids, which was, I thought, was an awesome show up. I mean, the more the merrier. We'll always take more kids to hang out. But I mean, the events that we plan are definitely designed for, I mean, any number of kids to show up. If a couple kids show up, it would still be awesome and fun. We would still make it a good time. But yeah, I always think the more the merrier, and just it gives kids opportunity to meet other kids like themselves or to learn from other kids.
Right. And you've kind of touched on this already, but why do you think it is important, teen scene, for our youth on Cortez Island?
I just think it's important for them to understand that they have friends within the community. I know that, I mean, when I first moved here, I had a hard time making connections and making different friends. So it can feel quite isolating at times. And I just think it's really important to show these teens that they have kids in their community that they can be friends with, and even having maybe like an older mentor, like just to be around them and to know that they know older kids in the community, younger kids. I just think it's a good way of just feeling connection and love within the community.
Tell me what you got planned for the next few months.
So for April, I kind of tapped on this when we were at the movie night and to see if any of the kids would like it. And a lot of them seemed interested. So I'm still hoping that that momentum is still going. But we're going to be doing a bocce ball tournament. I really wanted to incorporate something outside and games that kids can play in the summertime. So if they decide they like bocce ball, they can take a set out and hang out with their friends and play bocce ball at the beach. So we're doing that. We're going to do kind of a test run, just show everyone the rules and let them know kind of what the boundaries are for the tournament, which is going to be on Thursday, April 21st from 3 to 5 p.m. We're going to be doing this at Smelt Bay, just at the big field at the bottom of the hill there at the last parking lot. And then we'll actually be hosting the tournament on Saturday, April 30th from 3 to 7 p.m. And we'll have prizes, and it'll just be a fun opportunity for kids to get together, have some team atmosphere, because we'll be doing groups of two or three per bocce ball set, you know?
Okay.
So yeah, we'll have a little bit of like a team atmosphere. They can cheer each other on, which I think is really fun. That was always something I liked when I was younger, is to go to different events and cheer people on and cheer your friends on, whether you're winning or losing. It doesn't really matter. It's just kind of about bringing the atmosphere of a little bit of competitiveness and a little bit of fun, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So you got the bocce ball tournament. What else have you got coming up?
After that, we're going to do matched up again with Cortez Kayaks with the lovely lady Kai, who's going to be helping us organize a kayak trip for the kids. So this night is going to be a 2-night kayak trip, which is going to be so fun.
No kidding.
Just to get to know our surroundings, the islands around us, learn about some water safety and how to, properly enter and exit your kayaks. I know a lot of the kids on the island, they may or may not have access to kayaks. So it's still good for them to be able to know all the different safety that goes along with it, how the ocean works, because we're going to be ocean kayaking. So it's kind of a different realm than if you're just on the lake. So we're lucky to have Kai and her team there to just teach us some safety and explore the islands that I don't really know all of them yet. And I'm just happy to go exploring with them. I think it'll be so much fun.
That's so great. And is there any other events you want to tell us about?
Well, so far, that's all we have planned. I'm happy to take suggestions from any of the kids because as of right now, I'm still getting to know them. So I'm used to working with kind of kids from the city, which since moving here, I haven't noticed a huge drastic change in how they're like, but there is differences for sure. So yeah, I'm just kind of working at getting to know the kids and seeing what they're going to be into. So if any of them have suggestions, I have opened up an Instagram page for them to get in contact with me. There's email too, Instagram, email, whatever works for them. As soon as I get the flyers, I'm going to be sending out emails about Teen Scene. I'll also be putting it on the Tidelines as well and on Facebook.
That's great.
So okay. You guys will be able to see it somewhere. That's for sure. You'll be able to find it somewhere online. And yeah, I'm hoping word of mouth helps too, is just to get the teens talking about it and hopefully telling their friends to come and hang out with them.
Kim, thank you so much for all this information. And I hope you have a really great year with Teen Scene. Great rest of the year.
Thank you so much.
Kate Madigan, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.